This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Central College, The Brew, George's and Windmill Cafe, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley USA, Golf Cars of Iowa in Pleasant Hill, and U.S. Bank in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank in Pella, Verduft Agency, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, Allen Family Dentistry, Witten Construction, and Scott Van Tassel with Edward Jones. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who needs an accountant? In the eighth part of a special 10-part in-depth series on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Kevin Wadley, CPA of Knoxville. So, Kevin, who needs an accountant?
Wow, great question. I would say likely more folks than what realize it need an accountant. I've probably been heard saying this many times before, but a lot of small business owners or the folks that are responsible for small businesses likely need an accountant. It may be in a very limited role, but it's something where there are only so many hours in the day. There are priorities on things that must be done, and often things like accounting functions get pushed aside. So I would say more than anything else, it's likely that small business owner that needs an accountant.
Well, how small is small? A one-person shop, a person with three employees, a retail storefront, service, where do you need to start?
Good question. And I think that's all dependent on the business owner. Accounting is all about transactions. It's all about tracking the finances, tracking what is going on. The higher the volume of transactions, the more likely an accountant is needed. So I think it is the discretion of the owner, but at the same time, if the business owner finds that they're not getting that function taken care of on at least a weekly basis, if not more often, then it's time to consider someone from the outside or hiring someone to perform that role on the inside.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like most of the math is pretty simple and the bookkeeping is pretty simple for small business. But then it gets more complex when you're talking about tax law and other aspects of the business world. Is that right?
You're exactly right. I will fondly remember one of my last classes in college. The professor got up and just wanted to chat with us because we were about to enter the business world. And he asked all of us if we got into accounting because we loved math and we were good at math. And at least 90% of us raised our hands. And he just giggled. Because most accounting is limited to addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. Even when you bring in tax laws and calculating payroll taxes, income taxes, excise taxes, sales taxes, it's still multiplication. It's still very simple math. It's the process. It's the background understanding of accounting terms, tax rules, and so forth is where the value lies.
And it's constantly changing.
That's the unfortunate part, yes. We seem to be a world that adapts later than everything else in accounting. We have seen standards change over the last 20 years to adapt with how the national and international businesses tend to run instead of being forward-looking. So it can be tedious at times.
Well, and it seems like sometimes just the changes that are happening, you know, all of the time, like today we were talking about payroll tax changes are being made, and there's not a big deal being made about it in the media.
No, and I'm interested with that because the media nationally tends to sensationalize something when money is being taken away or perceived to be taken away. So those of you listening, if you handle your own payroll, make sure you've checked your payroll tax rates because it has changed and we're back to the old way from 2 years ago. But yes, I'm surprised to see that this has not been more of a to-do in the internet world, and maybe we'll see more of that as the days come.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Pella Indoor Pool, Extras Consignment in Pella, Marion County Bank, Dave's Pro Auto in Lytton, Topaz Styling Salon in Pella, and Crown Pharmacy. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Walmart, Crossroads of Pella, Wiscus Group, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Kevin Wadley, CPA.
I continued my conversation about accounting with Kevin Wadley, CPA of Knoxville.
In the profession, you know about all of that. You know about other kinds of things that the rest of us don't know about, probably, don't you?
Maybe. I will say yes. The difficult part, and I'll paraphrase a longtime instructor of a tax review class I take every year. He said, most tax laws come from a contributor to a congressman's campaign that needs a favor. And so a lot of tax laws are very obscure. They are ones that maybe affect less than 1% of the population, but they have their quirks. And that's the difficult part for our end as tax preparers and tax advisors, is that wondering, is there something out there that we are not aware, but yet it's very pertinent to our client's situation.
And it can vary by industry? Is that a possibility?
It can vary by individual. But yes, it can vary by industry. Just to give a brief example, there is a provision in the tax code for retired law enforcement employees that have their health insurance paid directly from their pensions. They may receive a direct reduction in the taxability of their pension based on a certain dollar amount. But once again, that's only for retired law enforcement officials whose health insurance is deducted from their pensions.
Okay, and so...
very, very small target.
And those are individuals, and those individuals are probably not going to know that in as much, I don't know, with as great of a possibility as a business owner might know something about their industry. They might have an industry trade letter or something that tells them that this is happening, but the individual retiree might not know that.
They might not. A lot of companies have been wonderful at having newsletters for their retirees as well. And that's where a lot of these questions arise. The first client I ever had that's a retired law enforcement employee brought an article from his retiree magazine and asked me about it. Otherwise, that was something, it was brand new that year. I'd never even heard of it. I thanked that client several times because he allowed me to assist a few other clients in that situation that didn't have the knowledge.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Lytton State Bank, Vermeer Corporation, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Marion County Public Health, and the Knoxville Recreation Center. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Lauterbach Buick GMC, Advantage Credit Union, Marion County Rural Water, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Knoxville Raceway, and William Penn University. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about accounting with Kevin Wadley, CPA of Knoxville.
Now, how about an individual? We've been speaking mostly about businesses. How
sure.
about just a regular guy, Bob Leonard? Why does Bob Leonard or any other regular guy need an accountant?
In terms of accounting, probably don't need me at all. Most folks have their way of doing their budgets. If they don't do a budget and they would like assistance with one, yes, I could see where an accountant could be valuable. But for the everyday individual, couple, 2.3 children, however you want to box it up, most folks need an accountant on the tax side. I wouldn't say they need anything very often on the accounting side.
And so how do those relate? How do they integrate in your office?
Depends on the time of year. We provide accounting services, which can encompass preparing financial statements, preparing payroll tax returns, even doing projections for some folks January through December. It's a year-round business. On the other hand, preparing income taxes, as a lot of folks are becoming aware, January through April. We will hit it hard and heavy later today, getting W-2s prepared, 1099s prepared, and get as much done as we can before the preparation season hits. We do provide tax advisory services year-round, but a lot of folks don't do anything about that tax planning unless there's a change in their everyday lives. Maybe they've inherited assets, or like this past month, I had a few clients that were longtime owners of land decide to take advantage of tax laws. They had a buyer, sold their land, and wanted to find out what their gain was before the end of the year so they could do something about that. But it can be a year-round situation.
Okay, so you're painting a very diverse portrait of accounting here. So what are the different aspects? You've laid them out. Is there a way to, right now, at this point in the interview, to sort of categorize those divisions of tax operations?
You could, yes. I think anyone that lives in a small town that's dealt with professionals in a small town have found a wonderful thing and a difficult thing at the same time. Those of us in small towns have to be jacks of many trades. May mean we're not experts in all of them, but we have to be knowledgeable in all of them. So yes, you've got the issue of payroll taxes. Any individual or business with employees needs to be aware of the filing requirements for payroll taxes. You've got sales tax. Any individual or business selling a product that is subject to sales tax in Iowa, or any other state for that matter, needs to be aware of the rules for sales taxes. We have some hotels in town. There are hotel motel taxes that apply that luckily we don't have to decide where the money goes. We just decide how much at the local level must be charged. And then we've got business income taxes, individual income taxes, food service licenses for the businesses that sell food products of any kind. And the list can go on and on.
And you know something about all of those?
I know a little something about all of those, yes.
Okay, so that's an important part of somebody's operation that you have to be knowledgeable about.
That's correct. And if I'm not completely knowledgeable, I at least need to know where to look. I have my reference points that I have as favorites on my computer when I open up my Google Chrome. But otherwise, I don't think anyone can expect us to know inside and out all of those rules. What I learned from one of my mentors when I first got into the business is it's not about knowing everything off the top of your head. It's about knowing where to look so that way you have a reference to apply.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Twyla Wilson Sales Director Shackley Corporation, Sandals Lounge, 3M Manufacturing of Knoxville, Iowa Realty, and Hy-Vee in Knoxville. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Medicap Pharmacy in Knoxville, Don's Heating and Cooling, Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris, Mark Ellingson with VSR Financial, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, and Empower Health, Pella's Health Food Store.
I continued my conversation about accounting with Kevin Wadley, CPA of Knoxville.
Well, as computers and technology, has that changed things recently?
Recently? No, not really. I am finding there are more and more resources available online, some for a fee, some are completely free. But I would say over the last 10 years, it hasn't changed a lot. There are mobile apps that can be used, but I don't know how many accountants would proudly say that they have an IRS app on their smartphone. But I think we'll see things evolve even more. The biggest issue is we have a lot of unknowns in the tax world right now, and we're going to see some difficulty, depends on whose side, but we'll see some difficulty in the coming months.
Well, when did the major revolution come then in computers? I don't see big ledger books lying around
right.
stacks. And
right.
Do people even use those anymore, ledger books?
Oh, we use them a little bit. We use them some, but not more at a really small level. I remember my second year working as a CPA, which would have been 1995. I worked in West Des Moines, and we had a special firm-wide staff meeting, and we had a woman come in and start talking to us about this thing called the Internet. And she took us to this site called Yahoo, and it was the first search engine that was really being used, and it was just amazing. And we couldn't believe how you could just hop on your computer and all of a sudden be all over the place learning about whatever you wanted to learn. Not long after that, I moved back to Knoxville, and we used a DOS-based tax program. And it worked fine. A couple years later, that company sold out to a large company, and so I switched to a Windows-based program. And even thinking back to that first program, which would have been somewhere around the year 2000 until now, it's unbelievable. Number one, the amount of processing speed and power that's needed to run this one versus the early one. But the graphics, the calculating capacity, the ability to click on links from the software and access research sites on the Internet ties in with technology very well.
And so it sounds like it's also made accounting more efficient.
I would like to think so. Seems like all of us don't like to say no either. And so rather than having more time to do things because we get our work done faster, it's just enabled us to complete more work.
Yeah, you don't have guys and gals sitting at desks crunching numbers with old calculators and stuff anymore.
That's right. I used to joke that when my former clients would come in, if I still had to keep a depreciation schedule by hand and prepare all the returns by hand, I would probably have a bottle of whiskey on one corner of the desk and an ashtray on the other corner of the desk, just to stay sane.
So the computer has saved you then?
Probably so. Probably so.
But
I probably opened a door that I shouldn't have.
Okay. So are there any other changes out there that the average citizen might not know about in the accounting world?
No, I would say not. And I will qualify that by saying in the accounting world in which I work, there haven't been a ton of changes. You get to a publicly traded company level or a company that does international business, yes, I'm sure there have been a lot of changes. That doesn't affect my daily life, so it's something I've allowed myself to ignore. One of my former coworkers worked for a big firm in Phoenix, and he could not believe that he had coworkers that didn't prepare their own tax returns. Well, it's because they'd never worked in the tax department. They've always worked in an auditing department where they were looking at someone else's books all the time. They never dealt with tax calculations or tax laws. So it is interesting how broad a spectrum accounting can be depending on where the individual wants to go. I chose the small town.
When you seem to enjoy it.
I do. I do. It's home. I'm one of those fortunate fellows that I loved my community when I grew up. Had a good experience coming through middle school, high school, even working here back home during college. And when the opportunity to come home presented itself, there was some resistance, but at the same time, I thought if I'm ever going to go out on a limb, there's a pretty safe way to try it. And I've been very fortunate.
Thanks to Kevin Wadley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.